The Israel Report with Rolene Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolene Marks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, guys. Well, I can't promise you any comic relief unless I try really hard, but I can bring you the news from Israel. Will that help?
I don't know if we can jump straight into that, Rolene. I think we have to talk about a certain costume, a picture of which I saw on Facebook last night, the effects of which are still...
You may throw the eye bleach in. I know it traumatized some of you. Quite cute.
I thought it was great. I am a comic nerd, Rolene. I collected a whole bunch of Batmans in my youth. So, you know, to see you, was it Batwoman? Is that the character? Am I thinking of another?
I'm not sure exactly what that was.
Are you a vampire?
I think it was kind of like a hybrid vampire Batwoman. Something, I mean, don't beg repeating on family.
That's where I was going with this, which is why I think maybe we should quit while we're ahead. But Rolene, thank you for making my evening last night, no doubt. Let's talk about Israel. Let's talk about what's happening in Israel. And, what happened? The IDF eliminated the terrorist responsible for the Ariel Junction attack, apparently.
Yes, so in the early hours of the morning, 19-year-old Omar Amin Abu Lila, he was a 19-year-old resident of the village of Az-Zawiya. He was caught by the IDF and by our ever-vigilant security forces. The building that he was hiding in was surrounded. The IDF appealed to him through loudhailer to surrender, to give himself up. He refused and opened fire on our waiting troops and was subsequently killed in the exchange of fire. So he was surrounded by troops, police, security agents. He was found in the village of Abwein, which is just north of Ramallah. And Prime Minister Netanyahu praising our IDF and security forces this morning and saying that Israel's long hand of the law reaches anyone who harms our citizens and soldiers. And just a reminder that he was the terrorist who carried out Sunday's attack near Ariel. And he fatally stabbed soldier Gal Kaidan, who was 19 years old as well, stole his weapon and then fired at Israeli motorists, hitting 47-year-old Rabbi Ahiyad Ettinger, who was a rabbi from nearby Eli, and he passed away from his wounds on Monday. And we also have it confirmed that another soldier, 19-year-old Alex Dvorsky from Nazareth Elite, was seriously wounded, but he is out of critical care. So that's the update. And just also a reminder to our listeners that his family will receive a monthly stipend from the Palestinian Authority in their pay to slay scheme. And really, you know, we would appeal to the international community and anybody who is sincere about peace and wants to put an end to this kind of terrorism to stop allowing for the Palestinian Authority to pay these monthly salaries.
Rolene, also did happen to see a story that the same rabbi that his family are donating his organs. So even in death, it's possible that he could be saving lives. And ironically enough, it could even go to somebody from Gaza, because I don't think Israel discriminates between who they give or don't give organs to.
Well, absolutely. We don't discriminate, and nor do we discriminate against anybody who comes into our hospitals for care. We take children, we take residents, you know, we accept everybody. The same can't be said if we need help in a hospital in the territory. So maybe a little bit of a rant today, Erev Purim, but these are the circumstances that we're dealing with in this part of the world.
Let's go to some Israeli politics. Talk to us about the top blue and white candidates who infers treason by Netanyahu in the submarine matter.
I tell you, is this election heating up or what? I mean, I have to give the Mossad parody Twitter accounts the props for the tweet of the day. And their tweet was, you know, for those who do not understand our culture, we are celebrating a special time right now in Israel where it is customary for even the most serious amongst us to make complete beep beep of themselves and parade around in a ridiculous facade for all to see, the Israeli elections. And it's so true, because the politicking, the smear campaigns, are backwards and forwards. You know, we spoke a little bit yesterday about the alleged Iran phone hack for Benny Gantz. Benny Gantz also saying, you know, or alleged to have made comments on his phone about whether or not he would or wouldn't enter a coalition with Netanyahu. Now comments coming from another top candidate in the Kahol Levan party, the blue and white, this time from Moshe Yaalon, who was the defense minister. You might know him as Moshe Bugi Yaalon. He served under Benjamin Netanyahu, and he said today that the Prime Minister's actions involving the submarine purchases could actually amount to treason. And the Prime Minister is believed to or alleged to have earned millions of shekels from the so-called deal. And Yaalon calling it the greatest security-related corruption case in the history of the state of Israel. And naturally, this was answered by the Likud party, who had some very strong words to say to Yaalon as well. They were not impressed with what he had to say about the Prime Minister, who is the head of the Likud party.
Yeah. We had actually saw the story in the Times of Israel last night about David Irving taking a tour of death camps in Poland, and now apparently Bennett asking Poland to bar his entry.
Well, you know, this comes at a time where anti-Semitism is at an all-time record high around the world. I don't think there's a day where we don't see yet another incident reported in the newspaper, either of a politician saying something that is anti-Semitic, or now what we call politicized anti-Semitism, or we see something at the United Nations, as we did on Monday, or, you know, whether it's graves being defaced or slurs being hurled at Jews. But one of the recurring anti-Semitic problems is the issue of Holocaust denial. You know, some might remember, if you've watched the movie Denial, very, very famous case where Professor Deborah Lipstadt was sued by Irving for libel after she called him a Holocaust denier in the movie Denial. Well, he is a notorious Holocaust denier. He's known to be that. In the past, he has previously denied the existence of gas chambers in Auschwitz, saying, "I don't see any reason to be tasteful about Auschwitz. It's baloney. It's legend." I mean, I don't think there are any words to describe how profoundly offensive that kind of a statement is. So Diaspora Affairs Minister Naftali Bennett has asked the Polish government to please refuse him entry into Poland. He's scheduled to lead a tour of Nazi death camps Sobibor, Treblinka, Majdanek and Belzec. We've had no comment from the Polish embassy in Tel Aviv, but really an appeal, especially after there have been some significant diplomatic spats between Poland and Israel around issues of the Holocaust. We really, really do appeal to the Polish government to please be sensitive to the fact that allowing somebody like Irving in would be considered profoundly offensive, not just by global Jewry, but also by, I think, historians and any student who has studied the Holocaust.
Rolien Marx, as always, thank you. Chag Sameach for tomorrow. Don't scare too many children in that costume of yours.
Do I need a costume to scare people?
And I believe, I don't know, do you get an off day tomorrow? We'll talk to you on, no, Amelie, we'll only speak to you on Monday, I think.
Honey, I never have an off day. But if I'm not going to speak to you tomorrow, just insert mic drop right there. But if I'm not going to speak to you tomorrow, I will speak to you most certainly on Monday. Chag Sameach, everybody.
Chag Sameach to you.